That is good.
When you don't have to pretend with anybody else, you know, I love you so much, I want to shower and crap. Right. So she's got her own bathroom by her shoe room. The problem is, for whatever reason, she's really pissed the cat off, pun intended, because the cat is only going to the bathroom on the shag carpeting in the shoe room.
That's a statement.
So the cat is mad.
It's what cats do, and that's why really... I mean, it would be better. We'd all be better off without cats, period.
No, that's
I don't even
true.
Want you enjoy entering this conversation because I know how you feel about cats.
Well, I'm just stating facts.
Normally, my wife, who has a heart of gold and really loves animals, loves nature, yeah. loves all that find out about yourself crap every goddamn
Good stuff. Luck if you ever decide to sell that house.
Self-help, animal help, whatever it is. Help women in need. She does it all.
And it's not in the middle, is it? It's in the corners, isn't it? It's in the corners where it seeps down into the wood underneath the carpeting so you can't sell your house.
This is an animal that she loves, our cat Furball. We've right. had this cat since. Mike, when did the Redskins win the last Super Bowl?
92?
With Rip. 92?
Was it 92?
We got this cat from Mark Rippon, who was the quarterback of the Redskins.
Was it 92? I have no idea. I just
it was early 90s. We've had this cat at least 13 or 14 years.
Male or female?
Female. Her name is Furball.
All right.
She says to me today, Frida says, the cat that she loves, the animal lover that she is, the Mother Earth type that she is.
Yes, yeah.
She said, you know, that cat keeps peeing in my shoe room. And... as she put notes up on the door now for the cleaning gypsies in Spanish, you know, saying don't open the door. And I said to her, why don't we just shut the door? And here was her answer.
Uh-huh.
She said, I think it's time that we just get rid of the cat. Now,
that's shocking. But finally, some wisdom.
Now I know she was not thinking what Mike thinks. Just put the cat in a hefty bag and drive out on the side of the road and throw it out the window.
No, I wouldn't do it like that at all.
Here's her thought.
Mine is much more elaborate and involves lawnmower.
Not Buzz and Marcia, who have offered to adopt our cat many times when Frida's complained about it. She said, "Let's let Bart have the cat down at college," and I said, "You're sending that cat." To a death sentence because my kid is 20. He's going to be a junior in college. Mm-hmm. He's just got his own place down there. He's getting set. He's calling us with the dumbest questions in the world.
Of course.
You know.
How old is the cat?
13. And I know the cats are low. I know cats are low maintenance. But here's what I picture with my kid.
Because, that's funny. So that's funny when you just casually release that falsehood out into the world. Cats are low maintenance.
No, it's true. They really
are. I picture the cat being there in the apartment that my son's got down there, and that he, you know, goes on a road trip with his friend. He got a couple of days off work or something. Goes on a road trip. Come back, and you know, we got like the kitty is all. You know, like, you know, frozen like the other cat was that we had that was dead, that got all stiff and was out in the backyard.
On a fence. Right?
Just like, just laying like there, like rigor mortis had set in.
That's what had happened.
Yes. And I
mean, lived a good full life, though, the other cat, right?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Boo-Boo?
Boo-Boo.
Yeah. Our cat Boo-Boo, yeah.
Cat that you found out in the backyard?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm concerned about the cat. So, and I only bring it up to ask Buzz if you were interested in taking in the cat.
You know, I just adopted a new cat, and I have two, and really that's plenty. So we no longer have an opening at
the
end.
What about the thousands? You just want to kill it and eat it. What about the thousands of times your wife has said...
That there was a period of time where we knew we were going to lose Gracie, and then Gracie eventually did pass away. And there was a period of time we only had one cat, but now we're back up to two and really not looking for a cat right now.
Don't you live near a stream or river?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I bet this is her. Hello.
Medieval style.
Canvas
Hello.
Bag. Big rock.
Absolutely. It works best when you do that with another cat.
Good luck getting two cats in a bag.
No, but no, that's the whole idea. You get two younger cats, put them in a bag together.
It's like trying to...
Watch the fun, seriously.
Like pushing a cat in a toilet. You can't do it.
No, you...
Yes,
have you ever heard about... You take the cat, you hang it over a clothes hanger, and you put two cats in a bag, and you just watch the fun.
And then you throw them in the river?
I've only seen that in cartoons.
ASPCA.
Hello.
Mike O'Mara.
Hello. Is this my dream girl? She keeps trying to call. Hello?
That's Sally.
No, sweetie. I reached out with Bart.
You know, your phone sucks. I can't hear you, baby.
It's all tinny.
Hello?
Ah.
I I hate that with phones. I hate that when you got somebody on the phone and like they're going on like you could like you can hear them this clearly.
Right.
Really, what you're hearing is,
and it's always something you know where. All right, the treasure is located.
Yeah.
Kind of by it.
The cure for cancer is.
What did the guy say? Well, the ratings came out today, and he said they. So, what do you think? I gotta go. Click.
Yeah.
Bye.
So okay, frustrating.
Come on, call back, Mother of the Year.
I'm just kidding about all that cat stuff. I really don't mean it at all. In fact, I think cats. You know, cats can actually be quite nice occasionally.
Hey,
so
listen,
I'd be happy to take the cat.
Shut up. I don't want the cat to die. I love the cat.
I know cats don't like to wear hats.
No.
Even if they're the right size, they hate
it. Yeah, but there are ways of making those hats stay on.
What about the cat in the hat, though?
He was sort of an aberration.
That's a cool cat.
Those are the cats I like, the cartoon cats.
Right. On a mic show.
Ever put scotch tape on a cat's paw?
What about? That's great.
How's it? Hey, there's our first how's it of the day.
Right. Hey, was it Mike talking about he's lost 10 pounds now?
Yes, sir.
He has.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
There was a story, one of the Oklahoma local news deals about a guy, chiropractor has come out with an ear piercing. It's a stainless steel. It's like he's calling it a staple.
Uh-huh.
And he has stapled it to the inner ear of some of his clients. And one lady in she's worn it for over a year.
Crackpot.
100 pounds.
I've heard
100
of this.
100 pounds?
I've never heard of that.
Crackpot.
It's like acupuncture, actually.
Yeah.
You mean they've actually, they put a metal
staple in your ear.
In the inner ear?
People lose, not medically the inner ear. He just means just inside the ear. He doesn't mean in the inner ear.
And the staple, is an appetite suppressant?
Apparently, right. That's the effect it has according to acupuncturists.
Okay. What?
Lucky lady on line 7.
All right, hold on a second, Mike. I'll leave that guy on hold. Just 1 second. If you want to talk about it,
got my acupuncture. I'm doing my thing.
Hello?
Hey, you. Bart would like to have furball.
Listen, that kid can't change his underwear. I mean, I love him.
Yeah, but cats aren't needy. They just need to be fed, and that's about it.
Yeah, they are low maintenance.
Yes, they are low maintenance, but here's the thing. I'm imagining days and days of not being fed, of the water not being changed.
No.
I mean, I worry about that cat now.
There's a toilet there.
Listen to you. Are you heartless?
Can you imagine, if that cat did have an accident in Bart's place, you'd never know.
You wouldn't be able to
tell. Here's the thing. You are like Mother Earth with all things, except when the cat really starts taking a leak in your shoe room. That's when you decide, well, screw all the stuff you've been talking about, Mother Earth.
If the cat's doing that, the cat's going to do that when he goes down, when the cat goes down with your son.
Not necessarily.
Is there a security deposit on the place that he lives in?
The place is in South Carolina. The place he's living in is not the Ritz.
Furball will just share my son's litter box.
Yeah. That's just making a statement.
Which is just known as my son's apartment.
Yeah. And Bart was saying, well, why would you want to send Furball to Clemson? I said, don't you know that's where mommy sends all things when she gets mad at them?
Let me explain why the cat is doing that in your shroom. Cats do this on purpose.
Yeah.
They do this because they don't have some little mouse to frolic with and kill slowly. So what they want to do is torture the human beings.
Here's the thing. My wife gives the cat no attention.
That's it. That's what the cat's saying.
The cat is, and this is a sad state of affairs in our house. When I'm the most affectionate person, when I'm the one that lays down on the floor with the cat.
Like the cat's, I'm sure, going out to the Hallmark store on every major occasion buying a car.
My cat's.
All I know is I get this all the time. I get that. That sound that says, that's right, Daddy. I'm happy.
The question is, what have you been doing wrong that pissed her off in my shoe room?
What have you been doing? Do you ever?
If you're her lover, what did you do to make her mad? Because
she's not mad at me. She's not mad at me.
If the cat's not getting attention from you, Frida, then the cat knows that the shoe room is yours and is punishing you by.
This is what I'm talking about.
The cat's only going where you are smelling, where your scent is.
What you are saying to me, my darling, is that I never give the cat attention, and she has never done this before.
I don't think it's something new. I don't think it's a Frida issue. I think it's an issue with the footwear.
Hold on.
The cat is mad because the cat can't wear shoes.
Hold on.
Maybe the cat hates your mom living with us.
Ooh, that might be. Is it recent? Is that what it
coincides? Maybe the cat's jealous of mom. That, yeah, that might be.
Is that what it coincides with?
I guess we'll have to get rid of your mom then.
Send Big Frida to Clemson.
I think we'll have to send your mom down to college with my kid. All right. Thank you.
Mom says to go with me, and mom said she'd like it if you roll around on the floor with her.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
There you go. Yeah. Message received.
I tell you what, you give your mom this message.
Yeah.
The moment that she figures out that real complicated on-off button on the TV,
yeah,
I'll roll around on the floor with her.
See, unlike a cat, I bet your mother-in-law gives affection.
Well,
see, with a cat, you have to seek it out.
Oh, my mother-in-law.
No.
Would I love to have a kitty bath from her?
Oh, dear.
And I picked up the coffee because you're not used to sharing. I've just bought two more things of coffee for you.
You shut up with that. I mean, I'm not supposed to. The other day I said on the air that my mother-in-law startled me. And then Frida said to me, don't say that. You hurt mom's feelings.
Oh,
you know, I didn't mean to hurt your mom's feelings.
No, of course not.
But as long as you brought it up, I'll bring it up.
I
don't know what it is with senior citizens, but she drinks more coffee than goddamn Juan Valdez. I'm serious. I have one, perhaps two cups a day, and I got this big-ass container of beans, and I go down there, and I mean, she's a sweet 81-year-old woman, and I love her, but where's the third leg? Because I go down today, and again, no coffee beans!
And comparatively, how much coffee is the cat drinking?
None.
Maybe that's why the cat has a problem up in the showroom.
And if your mom, and boy, turn the radio down so she doesn't hear this, I love her, but if she ever learns, all you do on the Toshiba TV is turn on the button that says on. That's all you do. You don't change the channel from there. I've almost daily I come downstairs and she says either something's wrong with the coffee machine or she goes, I can't seem to get Regis and Kelly on the TV.
You're saying she's going through coffee beans. Does that mean she's making real strong stuff?
We've got the grinder, you know, that we put in the machine in it.
Big Daddy, my grandfather, drinks a lot of coffee, too. I think there's, like, subliminal Folgers messages during Matlock.
and they
just can't satisfy them.
Have another cup.
Isn't it good to feel like the mechanical one in the house, my sugar bear? You're not used to that title.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's great. I love that. I love being mechanical, going out there every day and saying to your mom, like she's a retard, now, remember, the red button is on, and then when you hit that, and I know that pisses your mom off.
Have you had her coffee? Has she made you coffee?
Well, it's all the same coffee.
But she's made it?
No, I mean it's
your mother-in-law has she made the coffee yet?
No, because it's a machine.
Okay, complicated.
It's like one of those fancy machines.
So she hasn't mastered that yet.
No.